Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Ricky Valenzuela, bring it. Ricardo Valenzuela, ladies and gentlemen, otherwise known as Richie Valens, the great bopper from a long time ago. And one of the classics there. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And I want to talk about some things for you to do. You know, in the previous hour, I was talking with Ed Abel, and we were talking about planning for 2013. And I posed to him he was saying that you come up with a plan, you should write down things that you want to change, things that you want to improve. And I asked him about questions. What's wrong with asking yourself, wouldn't asking yourself questions be a powerful way to identify things that maybe need to be worked on? And he thought that was a good idea. And so, recently I used a list of questions that our good friend John Deeney came up with, and I've got some. I'm using his questions. I want to use his five of his questions, and I'm going to provide a few answers to those questions. But these are some questions for you to consider asking yourself in order to get ready for the new year. So, question one is: how much sales revenue do we need to achieve next year? I mean, think about this, folks. One of my mentors once said, sales cures all ills. And he was right about that. And so if you want to grow your business growth typically means sales growth, sales revenue, the top line on the P&L, the profit and loss statement. What do you have to do in order to grow your business? And how does your one of the things you got to do is you got to look at your sales performance from the past. How, in order to find out whether you can grow 10% or whatever, you got to say, okay, what have I done in the past? Did I have any sales performance last year? Sales growth performance last year? What's the history of my company? Is my organization capable of growth? Do I have the ability to grow customer relationships? Do I have salespeople? Do I have the customer acquisition infrastructure in place? Do I have that capability? If you do, then you can plan to grow. If you don't, you can't just say I'm going to grow if you don't have the infrastructure, if you don't have the organization, if you don't have the history. It's going to be hard to make that growth. So be sure when you talk about growth for next year, be sure that you have the kind of vehicle under you that can perform. That's your company. These are questions that you should ask yourself as a CEO of your company. Second question, what is my gross profit goal? What do we need to achieve to accomplish our operating goals? You know, the gross profit, folks, is the middle line in the P&L. You take sales and you subtract from that cost of goods sold, and you wind up with gross profit. That's the dollars that are left over to pay operating expenses. And then from that, you get, hopefully, maybe some net profit. But that's an important number to realize, because as you're growing sales, you want to make sure you don't grow sales at the expense of gross profit. You know, you may get people to do more business with you if you lower your price. But if you lower your price, you're probably lowering your gross profit. So you might have more sales, but you might not have enough money to pay your bills. So when you're talking about growing sales, be sure, and when you're also thinking about paying your bills, be sure you've got enough gross profit to pay your bills. And so those two things, sales growth and gross profit, those two need to be looked at together. You need to have a plan for both of those. So when you ask yourself, what is my gross profit goal for next year? So question three, what are the most important things we can do to achieve this performance? What do we need to do to grow sales? Do we need better marketing, better advertising, better sales training, more sales training? Do I need to change some people? Have I got the wrong people in the key positions? Do I need to move them over or move them out and bring in new people? Do I need new products? These are all questions, folks, to ask yourself about next year. Do I need to do a better job online? How about market penetration? Do I need to expand that? Start with the one that you think you can fix the quickest. I used the term low-hanging fruit last hour with Ed Abel. Start with the low-hanging fruit and proceed there. Question 4. How should my role as the CEO of this company change in the coming year? I talked about this too. Fire yourself from a job you don't have to do and hire yourself, promote yourself to jobs nobody else can do. Give somebody else the jobs that you've been doing when you first took that job you thought nobody else could do, and now you realize someone can do it and you need to get rid of it. So delegate that to somebody else and promote yourself to a new job maybe that hasn't been done but needs to be done, and you're the only one to do it. That's how CEOs of small businesses grow their business. And remember, folks, delegation and professional growth is a key to management success and ultimately business performance. And finally, what is your personal goal that you'd like to accomplish this year? More family, more golf, more bridge, more fishing, more whatever I want to do, whenever the heck I want to do it. Whatever that is, folks, think about that. And ask yourself these questions and others, then write them down and make it happen. Quick break, 29 after. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Okay, everyone, I call...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.